You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, when I saw this article, when I started reading it, first thing that happened was, as Coach Greg Adams would put it, I started sniggling like Muttley. And if you don't know who Muttley is, he's from Dick Dastardly. Yeah, I started sniggling. Then, as I read further, oh, I broke out into my signature maniacal laughter. Gentlemen, this article is beautiful. Why? This is another installment of men voting with their feet. Now, this article was published on the 6th of December. Quote unquote, the most chilling metric of all. Mike Rowe, and if you don't know who he is, he had the TV show called Dirty Jobs, warns that, get this, gentlemen, are you ready? 7 million American men are quote unquote done looking for work and have pulled the ejection lever and have punched out. Here's why that is a serious problem. Oh, gentlemen. This is delicious. And I'm going to give my reason why they're saying that this is a serious problem after I'm done with this article, which I've chopped down for time. Men have been steadily clocking out of the American workforce since pre-pandemic times. Even now, despite there being millions of job openings and an uncertain economic climate, while the U.S. labor market remains incredibly tight, with the economy adding another 263,000 jobs in November, around 7 million, quote unquote, prime age men between the ages of 25 and 54 are reportedly sitting it out. Gentlemen, that has always been an option. You're not getting what you want where you are. You can always just say, you know what? Let's go ahead and flip the table, and I'm going to go to my corner and just sit it out. Quote unquote, they are affirmatively not looking for work. They've punched out. They're done. TV host Mike Rowe said on the Brian Kilmeade show, citing research from economist Nick Eberstadt. Quote unquote. So what's really happening in the country now that scares me right to my core fundamentally is that we've never had so much unrealized opportunity and so little enthusiasm for it. Gee, I wonder why. While workforce participation is waning, Eberstadt first noticed the decline in the number of men with jobs in his 2016 book, Men Without Work, a trend he says was exacerbated by the Charlie 19 pandemic. While plenty of workers were laid off or left due to illness, not all of them returned to the labor force, even after job openings picked up. Once again, the great question of why. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce surveyed Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic, and about a quarter said federal aid incentivized them not to actively look for work. Boy, I told you. Many other men said this. Those STEMI checks was one of the worst ideas possible. And now you have it in black and white as to why shutting everything down for the quote unquote pandemic was a horrible idea. Why this is a problem. Oh, gentlemen, now we start to get into the meat of this. Roe caused a decline in male participation in the workforce. Quote unquote, the most chilling metric of all, since it's quote unquote an indication of what's to come. Well, I think we all know what's coming. That's right, a whole lot of suffering. Reduced labor force participation has already taken its toll on lower paying industries. The leisure and hospitality sector has seen the highest quit rate since July 2021. And retail isn't far behind, reports the Chamber of Commerce. Hold up. Wait a minute. These three areas, leisure, hospitality, and retail, who works those particular sectors, excuse me? That's right, women. Why are these women quitting these jobs? Well, I think we know why. Quote unquote, the U.S. labor shortage will probably have to be solved by some combination of, here you go, gentlemen, immigration, automation, and recession. Writer Eberstadt wrote in an op-ed for the Washington Post, but adds, this is quote unquote far from likely to reduce popular angst and discontent. Well. Gentlemen, you should be outright rolling on the floor by the time you get to the end of this article. Now, let's mention what they did not talk about. Why this is such a serious problem. Of course, there's always the dancing around, the throwing of red herrings, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. However, once again, the solution is so damn simple, but they don't want to talk about it. Why are these men leaving the workforce? Well, it's a combination of two things that are going to be the most affected. First and foremost, as Aaron Clary so illustriously put, men are the economic engines that drive society. However, what does an engine need? Fuel. I love the one word that they used, incentivized. Guess what? Men, through a combination of feminism, social media, and the female nature being truly exposed, have lost their incentive. That's right. Those 7 million men have no incentive to rejoin the workforce or even go into it at all. Why? Because the incentive of eventually finding a wife, having a family, trying to accomplish the American dream has been systematically stripped away from men. Oh, yeah. See, the American dream, through a combination of feminism, social media, the female nature being exposed, has devolved into the modern nightmare. Let me say that one more again for the nosebleeds. The American dream has devolved into the modern nightmare. Now for the second reason why this is a serious problem. The loss of 7 million men in the labor force means the loss of 7 million taxpayers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, those are things that this article didn't talk about. Mm-hmm. All that taxpaying money that is not going to be collected. Now, I know some people would say 7 million, that's not a significant number. Oh, on the surface, when you look at the totality of the number of American citizens we do have, yeah, 7 million does seem like a bit of a drop in the bucket. However, like I said, those taxes are not going to be collected. That's where the big loss really happens. Hey, you know what, though? Men have been told by society, by women, we don't need you. Yet at the same time, men keep trying to fight to be needed by women and society. However, the one thing that society and women did not expect happened. Men finally listened. Mm-hmm. So yeah, in more than one area of life and society, men finally listen and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and vote with my feet. Either I'm going to sit it out, or I'm going to take what remains of my time left on this spinning mud ball called Earth, and I'm going to be selfish. I'm finally going to take care of myself. No more sacrificing for a society and women who outright hate me. Period. Point blank. So yeah, gentlemen, sit back, enjoy your drinks, sniggle, or just outright laugh like the Joker. This shit is hilarious either way. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And society and women, believe you me, the economic power will go out. Society and feminism gonna take a major blow, and feminism might go out right along with it. Because believe you me, more and more men have woken up. They've realized that they're not going to sacrifice for nothing. You're not giving them an incentive? Guess what? They're out of here. Just like the passport brothers. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.